Earlier it is Ngā Take o Te Wā. It's coming up at the top of that hour at 7 o'clock. Hope everyone is well. Don't forget we are also on our Wāte News Facebook Live. So if you have any pātai, then, you know, whakapā mai, pātai mai. We are speaking with the Deputy Chief Executive General Manager of Partnership and Engagement, Te Pūkenga, the tertiary education sector's big, you know, overall Matua Rōpū, Anna Morrison. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Anna. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Koe te whānau.
And just because I just did a terrible hatchet job on your job title, aroha mai, give us your job title again, please.
Oh gosh, it's very long. Deputy Chief Executive, Partnerships and Equity.
Excellent. And congratulations then to Te Pūkenga. I just want to do a little bit of an overview of Te Pūkenga, because this is a Labor government initiative. When they came into government, they did an overhaul of the tertiary sector, because it is fair to say that there were a number of governance issues which impacted on learning from our learning of our tauira. So if you can just give us an update, a brief update on the whakapapa of Te Pūkenga.
Hi, kia ora. So Te Pūkenga was formed in 2020, so we're quite new, and it was, the kaupapa was to bring together and unify all of the polytechnics, institutes of technology, and some of the functions of the industry training organisations. And you're right, it's fair to say that the way that the system was developed up didn't result in good outcomes for Māori, for priority populations, for a number of factors, one of those including funding and just generally how the system was set up to be quite competitive.
So Pūkenga, you've taken the opportunity to self-reflect. Well, is it self-reflection? You're a new organisation, so I guess you've taken the opportunity to start from scratch to build a strategy based on Te Tiriti and how you think that pans out and works in the best interests of tauira, whānau, whānui, the hapori in which each of the institutions are found, how best to deliver Te Tiriti. And that was Pai Tawhiti, the report, 2020, that's when you started. So it's not long. The report hasn't been long in the making. I was going to say, was it difficult? Probably not. I'd probably answer the question for you and say, well, it was a really exciting opportunity to start from scratch and build something from ground level, which actually implements Te Tiriti. Would I be right?
Yeah. Most definitely. So part of Te Pūkenga is we're all coming together as one and trying to paddle on the same waka, the same way. So in order to do that, we really need to take stock of ourselves, which was what Te Pai Tawhiti was about, through a Te Tiriti lens, and to identify where are the pieces of brilliance, where is the practice that's great out there that probably hadn't had the ability to be scaled or shared. And where are those things, if we're being really honest with ourselves, that we really need to improve? And by working together, we think that we can really maximise the impact. So that was generally what the kaupapa was about. We used a self-reflective process because we wanted it to be mana enhancing. We wanted it to be able to... the subsidiaries to be able to take that on board and to truly be quite vulnerable and ask themselves what are the things they think they're doing really well that they could contribute to this kaupapa, and what are the things they know they need to work on. So, you know, with those sort of self-reflections, there's always a bit of discomfort, but we think that, and we've seen already, that discomfort has created growth opportunities. And you'll see in the report there's some wonderful practice. There's already been some significant shifts. So more Māori in leadership, identifiably, and governance. So we think this provides us with a really good platform to go forward. And acknowledging that was our self-reflection. So the next piece of work is to actually go out and ask whānau, hapū, iwi, how well do they think we're doing, and what do they want to see from us.
See, interesting, because I said that you would have started from scratch, but actually you are an older institution, and one of the issues that we have in Te Ao Māori is that when we see old institutions take on new forms and new titles, particularly new titles, new Māori titles, is actually scrape the surface and they're exactly the same institution as they were previously. And I'm not going to name a couple of the institutions that come to mind, but it is a dismantling of the old institution, the cultural, and I mean business culture of those institutions. And that is very difficult. Change is very difficult for New Zealanders as a whole. So that self-reflection, you said it was a challenge in some areas. The confidence, though, the confidence that you're able to give whānau whānui and the hapori around these institutions, how have you managed to do that? You know, you've done self-reflection, but can they trust you to know that actually the institutions that weren't working are now no longer there, and it's just not a whakarākei, a facade?
Yeah, whakaniko. Great question. So right now we're still in a situation where we have all of our subsidiaries, so we're not fully on the same waka in one organisation, and we have that opportunity because we have a blank sheet. We have really clear legislation that's really permissive. It talks about te tiriti, you know, the Māori text. It talks about wellbeing and equity. So we've really got a great platform. But really, where the rubber hits the road is, can we deliver? Can we deliver to our haupuri Māori, whānau hapū iwi? So how we're going to be using these insights is actually to build. They're going to be foundational to the build of this new organisation. It's not a merger. It's actually a brand new organisation. It hasn't been done before. And similarly, this type of mahi, in terms of a nationwide look at ourselves, look in the mirror about how we think we're faring and delivering on our te tiriti obligations and opportunities is going to form the basis from which we will build the organisation, and also alongside whānau and hapū and our learners, ask them what does success look like for them, and then measure ourselves against that.
Yeah, so how does success look like for them? It will differ from rohe, Arohe, you know, even, you know, if you're in Auckland City as an example, not that that's a great example, but, you know, it could be hood to hood. Expectations differ from hood to hood, from rohe to rohe, wahi to wahi. That is a, well, it's a big ask for those very large institutions who are used to doing it one way. And with all the best of intentions for Te Pūkenga and their implementation of te tiriti, in actual operational sense, it can be quite difficult to meet the expectations, arohe. How's that going to be done?
Indeed. So some of the insights really shone a light of the capability build that we're going to have to undertake over the next couple of years, because you can put te tiriti into your organisation, but it's how you practice it that actually delivers outcomes for ākonga Māori and their whānau and haupuri. So one of the pieces of work that you would have already heard about is the Tirito Learner insights, and those are the insights from Māori learners. So we're going to be building all of our functions, and we're going to be building our organisation to deliver to those. So those insights and these Te Pai Tawhiti insights are really well aligned. Māori learners talked about they want a space where they can feel included, that it takes into account that it's not just them turning up to study, it's all of their whānau too. It's a broader holistic approach. That's what we identified through these as well. Learners talked about having spaces that they feel safe in, kaupapa Māori spaces and services. Same thing came up in these insights. So it's really aligned. So as we build this new organisation, identify what the new measures of success have to be, that's what will be leading us and guiding us in that.
How much observation did you do of whare wānanga as an example? You know, te whare wānanga or Aotearoa, Awenui Ārangi, the one in Ōtaki. How did you do any observation of them? Because as a tauira of Te Whare Wānanga or Aotearoa, and I'm speaking from a personal perspective opinion here, very addictive. Those places are really addictive. You enrol in one course and then you go through the whole process, you know, you do up to level 7 and then you go around and you try and find another course to try and do. And it's because of faces, immediately brown faces, brown people, brown talk, brown walk, brown kids, brown pakeke, brown, and you know, you just want to stay immersed in your world. So, you know, and that wasn't something that, well, that was something that they deliberately set out to do, was a brown world. So it's not as though you had to start from scratch, is it?
Correct. And interestingly, we've formed a partnership agreement with the Te Wānanga o Aotearoa just recently because we acknowledge that they have strengths and we have strengths. And similar to this kaupapa around Te Pūkinga being formed to unify and be collaborative and to avoid competition, we are seeking, alongside Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, we both got the same kaupapa, which is to deliver excellence for aokunga, for our hapori. So we're going to be collaborating and sharing our strengths and their strengths to do better for all of Aotearoa, for all of our far reaches of the motu. So that's an exciting opportunity. They've got, amazing strengths that, research has shown it. Same with Māori medium.
So it is not about we are better than. It is an and offering for our people to learn, to continue their learning journey, their mātauranga gathering. It is an and. But we would like Te Pūkinga to be absolutely one of the priorities for whānau to choose from.
And most definitely that was one of the drivers, is that it should be easy for tauira, for aokunga, to move throughout the system. If they have to move cities, that they can just turn up the next day digitally and enabled learning. All of those things are vital to the success of Te Pūkinga and is what we're really focused on, making it easy for our learners to access quality learning, us, the wā, wherever.
And so finally, how will you measure success then? You mentioned it earlier. Is success to Pūkinga, is it about the numbers on seats? Is it about the graduates? Is it about, happy faces? Exactly how are you going to measure success?
Yeah. I mean, part of this mahi is actually we are going to have to redefine what success is and move away from that EFTS focused financially driven model. The legislation asks us to do that, and we're going to do that. And so both the Te Rito and these Te Pai Tawhiti insights are going to form the foundation of a new success framework. And that will include a strong voice from learners as well as our Te Riti partners in what that is, so that we can deliver to their aspirations.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Anna. Wonderful to call it all with you. Thank you so very much. Good luck to Te Pūkinga and good luck to all of your cohorts and tauira as well too. We wish you all the very best. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou.
That is Anna Morrison, and she is the Deputy Chief Engagement and Relationship for Te Pūkinga. It is a Labor government initiative.